Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Shemina, the 8th chapter in the Rambam Masechet Shechem, Laws of Neighbors in the Sefer Kinyan Book of Acquisitions, which we continue the theme of the previous parakim discussing the limitations and the rights that neighbors have, specifically in this parak regarding the utilization in another person's courtyard. As Rambam gets halacha off regarding having chazaka with a ziz, a protrusion, a projection into someone else's courtyard. Hamavakash lehitzi ziz mikosle. Someone wants to protrude to have coming out a ziz, which is a structure coming out of the wall. Mikoslai, from his wall, al avichatzachaveri, on the airspace of his friend's courtyard, kolshu, even a minute amount, the owner of the courtyard could stop him. Why? Although it's his area, but you would say, okay, who cares? No. Because he's going to damage him when he's looking, when he's hanging stuff from it. When he's utilizing that area, he's looking over into the guy's courtyard. And that causes damage by just visual. Now, hoitzias is if he did extend this protrusion. And the owner of the courtyard did not immediately protest. So the owner of the ziz who projected it has already taken possession because the person normally would not allow that if he wasn't Michael. Halacha beis. Hayaziz tefach. If this protrusion was a handbreadth, which is a significant area, he even takes possession of the airspace of the courtyard opposite that protrusion. And actually, if the owner of the courtyard himself wants to build beneath that protrusion, and thus stopping the utility of the owner of the ziz, because he would hang stuff and now he can't, the owner of the ziz could stop him. Now, but the projection did not have a handbreadth, then at least in the airspace, that person has not taken possession. And if any time that the owner of the courtyard wants to build beneath it, and thus essentially nullifying the utility of that ziz, the owner of the ziz cannot stop. Halacha gimel. If the projection that was coming out was roch b'tefach, was the width of a tefach, now it extended into the earspace of his friend's courtyard, arba tefachim, four tefachim, lo michbein, didn't protest. So actually, hechzik boy ba'aba al arba. He actually has taken possession. He could take possession of 4x4, although it's 4x1. He could take possession of 4x4 tzvachim. And memnotzel harchav, this is different. He wants to extend and widen the ziz, achi osa, arba, until it takes him a space of 4x4 tzvachim. It is a harchav, he could extend it. And the only thing the courtyard cannot build in the ear space of his courtyard beneath that projection anything. Unless he left for that bala ziz beneath it a height of airspace of 10 tefachim, Kadesh Shemesh says that he should be able to utilize the area that's beneath that of the ziz. Halacha Dalet continues regarding making a chazaka with a ladder. Hamamid sulam katan. So if someone puts a small ladder, she'en la'arba chayzkim or chavakim, does not have four rungs, betzad kasla on the side of his wall, betoy chatzah shechaver, it's his wall, but it's in his friend's courtyard, or in his friend's field. Lehechzik benezik zeh, he's not taking possession with this damaging entity, because since it's small, the owner of the court is not too particular and he's not going to protest, but that's not considered, that's not signifying as if he's moichel him, which that's the whole fundamental principle of the chazak. And therefore, at any point that the owner of the court wants to, boinim tzatzum, he can build on the side of the ladder, essentially nullifying the utility of that ladder. Now, but v'mayah sulam gadol, but if let's say it's a large ladder, shiyesh la'abar chayzkin, that has four rungs ayasar or more than that, then Hefzik is taken possession, because why didn't you protest? And the imbo libnis levat, and if he wants to build and nullify it, balasum ha'akvalav, the owner of the ladder could stop him. Ashiachar kashir, unless he distances the measurement, shari mochel elahamet zulam gadol, because he has pardoned him already to allow him to use a large ladder in his field. Lefikir, therefore, kashiyave balagag lahamet zulam gadol, so when the owner of the roof, who he needs a ladder to get there, is placing a large ladder, balachatza yachal amachis kadish liyachzik lav, the owner of the courtyard could protest, so that he does not take possession of him. But if he's putting a small ladder, he cannot stop him. In other words, as long as he doesn't want to build beneath in the place of that ladder, he cannot force him to remove the small ladder, because they tell him, you don't really have a loss with this. So, and therefore you have no right. It's kaifin amid the sedaim. It calls him on shetitz. Whenever you want it to lend, you'll be able to remove it. And they actually cannot protest. Actually, it's let him there. But again, that wouldn't be considered as a chazaka anyway. It's only like that by a sulam gadol. And regarding that, he could protest. Halacha continues regarding making a chazaka with a gutter and with its water. So someone wants to have a drain pipe coming out over his friend's courtyard, so that the water should flow out over there. He's making a gutter on his wall, so that the water should gather and flow down into his friend's courtyard. The courtyard doesn't want this to come out in his courtyard. Didn't protest. So this guy now has taken possession of the drain pipe. Now, if he subsequently wants to actually, if the owner of the drain pipe wants to close up that drain pipe, actually now it works in two ways, a two-way street. The owner of the courtyard could stop him from closing it up. Why? Because it works two ways. Just like the owner of the roof has made a chazaka that he's allowed to pour his waters into his friend's courtyard, now the owner of the courtyard has already made a chazaka also, that the waters of his friend's roof, it comes to his domain. So now you can't close up your pipe anymore. Now, Ratsa Balagag, let's say the owner of the roof, which that's where the rainwater is coming down from, let's say he wants to lock her Hatsina Mitzadze. He wants to uproot the drain pipe from this side, and put on another side of his roof. Or is long, but he wants to make the drain pipe smaller. The owner of the courtyard cannot stop him. He's only taking possession of the waters from the roof. It's coming to him from wherever it is, and therefore he can't protest. He's going to get it anyway. If the owner of the courtyard wants to build beneath the drain pipe, in this case, unlike that of the Ziz, the owner of the roof cannot stop him, because the drain pipe is not made for utility kaziz, like a projection, that as if that should allow him to take possession of the ear space of the courtyard. It's only meant for the water to flow out, and therefore any structure beneath it is not getting in the way, in contrast to Ziz, where you need a hang stub in it, therefore he was machzik even with the ear space beneath it. Halacha Vav. If someone had the water of his roof come down on his friend's courtyard, and he didn't protest, so like we said previously, so he's taken, made a chazaka on this thing. Now, so if the water was coming down drip after drip on the surface of the entire wall, now he wants to gather them in one place to make a drain pipe, it should come out that way. So I say, he could do that. The water is getting to the guy's field, whichever way. Let's say it was coming through a drain pipe from somewhere else. Now he's dividing it along the entire width of the wall. Now they're coming back down as drops, not in one area. At least he could do that too. It doesn't make a difference how the water is getting there. And even if he wants to build it on top of his roof, like a hut, a structure that's like a upside down V. Until the water is going to come down quickly into his friend's courtyard. But they can build again, because this guy already made a chazaka in his waters that could go down to his friend's field. It doesn't make a difference in one place, in different places, coming down in the slope that should come down quickly. Either way, he's allowed to change it as long as the water ends up over there. Halacha Zayin continues regarding making chazaka with a wall. So, Kaisel Shemin Reuven Shimon. There's a wall between two neighbors, Reuven and Shimon. If they were both partners in that wall, so both utilize the wall. This one digs into the wall on this side, and then he can put in whatever he needs from his beams. This guy builds, he digs out from the wall on this side, and he puts his beams in to the wall on the other side. But let's say the wall was only Reuben's wall, but it says Shimon cannot utilize that wall. Now, let's say Shim did dig into the wall, and he put on one beam. Reuben was silent and didn't protest. So now Shimon has made a chazaka in the area of where that beam is. Even if it's small. But now Shimon wants to exchange that small beam that he put into Reuben's wall for a larger beam and thicker. He could switch. Now, but let's say the beam was from a temporary hut, which is made, let's say, just for the shade for the summertime. So for the entire 30 days period, he's not taking possession unspecific. Because Reuben could say, look, I didn't pardon and let you out because it was temporary. But it's already after 30 days, he's taking possession, that's not considered temporary, and he obviously was meichel. Now, if it's the hut from the days of Sukkot, and obviously all the 7 days of Yom Tov, he's not taking possession because he's just letting him for those 7 days of Yom Tov. But Lachashiv, it's already after Yom Tov, after the 7 days, and he's not protesting, then he's taking possession. Now, if he connected the top of the beam into the wall with mortar, which that's a sign that you're doing it to make it permanent, then miyad hechzik, then he's taking possession right away. But who, as long as that he brings proof that Reuben actually assisted him, or he saw and didn't protest, then he didn't protest, so then he's meichel, then that would happen right away. You don't have to wait after the end of the Yom Tov, after the 30 days, because you're showing definitively that's there permanently. Halachachas. Misha hechzik b'koitzel zeh. Someone made a chazak in this wall b'koit achas with one beam, as we said in the previous halacha. In yurch lahachzim kardashni, he cannot take possession in a second beam. Because the neighbor who owns the wall will only pardon him for one bin. But from the moment we say this, only if the neighbor who doesn't own the wall is admitting, yeah, it's not my wall. It's just that his friend pardoned him regarding putting in this one beam. So you're limited to that one beam. But let's say he claims that, oh, this wall, I'm a partner in it. So since we see that he utilizes it for at least one beam, Naman, he's believed to say that he's a part in that wall. Umishamish Bukun Libra could use the entire wall. After he makes the rabbinic oath, Shushut Bukal Kaisal, that he's a part in the whole wall, because that seems to be an indicating factor that, and we believe him on that. Halacha test. Now, how you Kareisav Shadubin Mateha Kaisal. Let's say the beams of Reuben were inside his wall. Ubitzad Shimon, on the side of Shimon, Mekoimas Chafurin, there are dug out places, Lahachnas Bemirashikars, to insert over there the tops of beams. Still, Shimon does not have a chazaka now to insert his beams into Reuben's wall. And the Inyachalit and Shushata, by that itself, would not be a claim for him that he's a partner, like we said he could claim when he has at least one beam that's in that Reuben did not protest. Shayarin Libertashmash, because he doesn't have any utility here in the wall. You're saying, why is there holes over here? Oh, Vyachal Reuben Litton. Reuben could claim, and he could say, Ashani Chafarti Mekamis Elu Bitsitcha. I had dug out these places on the wall on your side. That they should be prepared. Until you buy from me. So I already took care of those expenses. Or you're going to ask of me, and I'm going to pardon you for taking sakaitis, and then you'll be able to put in your beams. But without digging and making holes into the wall, so that it shouldn't ruin my wall when they're digging. But the fact that this holes over there does not indicate anything that it's Shimon's, and therefore that would not be enough of a chazaka or an imanis that he has anything to do with this wall.